If you had a scythe, how did you sharpen it out in the field?
I never did use one. I've seen them use them. They take a file or something, mm-hmm. or grind them on the grinding rod.
Mm-hmm. Do you use a file with you when you were sharpening your axe out in the woods?
Yeah, or a grind rock or something, one of those old grind rocks you could grind them down.
Well, you couldn't take that in the field though, could you?
No.
Did you have anything like that to put a fine edge on that you could take with you?
Well, nothing but a big file or something like that down the hill.
Did you ever have a wet rock or a wet stone? Or?
Yeah, had wet rocks and stones.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of hard to beat one when you need it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
I was in the Forest Service once, and we used to sharpen our axes on an emery wheel.
Yeah.
And then we put an edge on them with a file. If we felt pretty good, we'd take a rock and really polish that edge. Boy, we'd get them so you could just about shave with them.
Yeah.
But we never got them so we could cut hair. But I guess those boys up in the North Woods go that far, and they get them that sharp.
Yeah.
But a good axe, if it's well sharpened, takes away most of the job. We had a rainy day and we didn't work one day. We just worked down in the tool room, sharpened all the tools. And a friend of mine and I got our axes out and we really sharpened them up. Oh, they were sharp. And we got a fire call. We went out and put the fire out. This other kid wanted to try his axe. So he started cutting some dead snags, and of course the first two or three went right over. But he hit one that had a lot of resin in it, a darn axe came off and hit him right across the top of his foot.
Mm.
Really made it open. He got all right, but it certainly scared me. How did you keep your lines soft and supple and pliable?
Neat's foot oil on them.
Mm-hmm. Just
grease your saddles out of it.
Mm-hmm. Did you buy this, or?
Yeah.
Those lines would get pretty stiff and hard.
Yeah, they would.
Did you have any of those little heaters that you used in the house in the early days?
Have what now?
Those little heaters, little stoves, about this big around, black, about this tall.
I don't remember.
You could carry them around from room to room. They smelled like the Dickens?
Yeah.
What did you burn in those?
Oh, I forget now. Use them a lot of times. Carrying a buggy when it's cold.
Uh-huh.
And they'd heat rocks and brick and put in a buggy when it's really cold.
Keep your feet warm?
I crossed Red River several times on my ice.
Hmm.
Me and my daddy and a fellow that's working for us, we went over to Nocoma. That's about 25 miles from where I live.
Mm-hmm.
Across over in Texas. Well, the day that we went over there, we crossed it on ice. And next day, this fella didn't come back with us. And me and my daddy come back and got about halfway across and it broke in. It was just about good and very deep. He had carried a good buggy whip all the time. He'd come in whipping them. They'd rear up and jump on that ice and break them. Well, I'm all right. But if it had been deep, it would have been pretty bad.
Yeah. Yeah, you get into that ice and you don't know where to go.